This is Shepard Smith. You're listening to Miami Valley's home for Fox News.
And I'm Larry Hanskin, host of Miami Valley's Morning News, where we tell you the three big things you need to know every 15 minutes.
And I'm Jamie Dupree in Washington, D.C. When we're not doing the news, we're talking about the news.
And we're starting right now. Our Ask the Expert weekend continues on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
There is a season
Well, a bright good morning to you, and welcome to There Is a Season, the Bob and Gloria Show, and the show about how we change, how we age, and how we care for one another. I'm Bob Wolf.
And I'm Gloria Shanahan.
And together each week, we bring you a show about the seasons of your life, about real-world challenges going on in families, perhaps in yours, and of course in the wider culture. We look at these different seasons of our lives and yours and discuss strategies that produce better, more timely decisions, less stress, less crisis management, and better, and that create better communication and relationships with those whom we love.
We were talking last week about college, because this is the time of the year when a lot of prospective students and their families are trying to make important decisions, get their finances in order, and embark on that very big journey, a journey which can pay off big over time, or which can sometimes be a bust.
And I think we're really talking about a couple of things there, because for something to pay off big implies, you know, the risk of something, perhaps something valuable like a substantial investment, maybe in a private college, and the reward that such an investment might yield, you know, such as better prospects over time. Generally, you'll see this in a lot of reports, this is the case. A lot of studies will claim that a college education results in higher earnings than a high school education over time. But there's more to look at than just that, right?
Yes, that's generally the case. But the last 7 or 8 years of economic turmoil and ever-increasing college costs have caused a lot of families to begin rethinking their college plans.
Oh, yeah.
Possibly, right?
No, we hope.
I mean, if you're 23, 24, 25, and you're back living at home and unemployed or underemployed, that's very frustrating for both yourself and your parents. There have been a lot of frustrating stories like that in the country over the last several years.
So we started asking this question last week, you know, is college right for you or for your young adult? Do you think it was worth it, you know, when you went to college? Do you regret the degree that you earned, you know, when you went there? You know, that's the weird thing. They always ask kids, you know, and it's one of those things, too, that a lot of kids will say they don't want to be asked. You go to some family gathering, you go to some social thing, and you'll say, well, what are you studying? You know, and it's the standard question, as if somebody at the age of 18 or 19 who's just gone to school has picked a major and picked a career. And there's a tendency to do that. Well, I also wonder how many people are walking around with degrees going, what in the world was I thinking? Why did I ever do that? You know?
Well, I hear so often kids and parents of those kids saying, oh, I don't know. You know, I or they don't really know what they want to do yet. Mm-hmm. And I always often wonder, well, then is the first couple of years of college in a particular chosen degree program potentially somewhat of a waste?
Yeah. Well, I think the theory is in the, and we'll get into some of this a little later on here, but I think the theory in the four-year program is supposedly you take your requirements in that first year, right? But there are certain things that are decided in that, even in that first year, or certainly by your second year, that are taking you off in a certain track, right?
Oh, absolutely. Especially your sophomore year.
Right. And so then you suddenly say, well, I'm going to change directions and go over and do this now. And guess what? You're looking at 5 or 6 years of school. In any event, last week, we got some interesting calls. One guy called up, one gentleman, and indicated he'd done better in his career than his counterparts with advanced degrees.
And you mean his counterparts had advanced degrees?
Right, right. And several people had talked about the importance of hard work and character traits and habits that went beyond the classroom. So that was some of what we discussed last week.
Yes, those all need to be considered. Of course, we would love to have your calls today as we take a little different and deeper look at the issue of education and careers. Our number here in the studio is 457-1290. That's 457-1290. So please give us a call. You can also invite families to listen to the show live at WHIO.com or on the iHeartRadio app. But as we said last week, and I just said now, don't wait till the end of the show to share a thought, experience, or insight. Jump on board now or start thinking about picking up that phone, and you can remain anonymous.
And we love calls at any time.
Right.
But there are sometimes we'll get into something, and we know that people finally get off the schneid there and call us at
about 10 to 9.
Yeah, and then we're going, oh, what a great idea. What a great thought.
Yeah, we have these breaks we have to take. So jump on board. And once again, that number, 457-1290. We would love to hear what you are thinking about this topic.
Right. And latch on wherever you think appropriate.
Yeah.
Now, as we're putting this in perspective, one of the things, we'll just do a quick recap here. One of the big issues in considering college, even as a thing to for your family or for your kid, is understanding a little bit about that risk and reward thing. But part of the risk here is the cost. What is it going to cost? What will it yield in terms of learning, relationships, and career prospects, and so forth? But let's cover the cost again real quick, because we had some updated statistics on private education, 4-year, public education, right? What were some of those numbers?
Well, the College Board reports that a moderate college budget for an in-state public college for the 2014-2015 academic year averaged right around $23,400. Now, a moderate budget at a private college averaged $46,300.
Gulp.
So, and you know, you might want to ask what goes into these costs. You know, it's tuition, and something important to point out is that tuition can vary by major. Sometimes the sciences, the engineering, and the pre-med program, and often even the fine arts will pay more, believe it or not, up to around about $5,000 more in tuition for some of those programs. But, you know, there's fees and housing, meals, books, and school supplies.
Right. So, which is a big thing. If you're going to go to, we even talked about it here. Let's say you live locally your kid wants to go to Wright State or go to UD, and there's a big question about, you know, do you go and you live there on campus or not? And this is a very different thing in different parts of the country and in different eras. And I'll give you just one example. If you grew up in New York City years ago, you went to Hunter College, which is now called City College of New York. You were a day hop student. There was no campus to hang out on. You know, you had your job, you had whatever you did. You went down there, you went to school, and you came home, right? You add going to a college someplace, I don't care where it is, and that whole other experience, and I don't know, it's not exactly the cheapest place to live, is it?
$8,000 to $10,000 for a walk-in closet that you share with someone.
Yes.
I'm not saying it's an awful thing. I'm not saying it's the wrong thing. That's the reality. And, you know, you can, it's just something to consider. That adds at a local in-state public school, at most schools, nearly half of the yearly total of what you're going to pay for your student to go to school.
Right. So as we get into this conversation today, we're going to be talking about all of the things that you consider in making the college decision. And when you say that, it means different things to different people. What does it mean to have the experience of going to college? What is the goal of it? What are you expecting for those years? But a factor like that certainly enters into it.
And the other things that really nowadays, and maybe we'll talk about this a little later, but that college experience is much, the expanse of that is much wider in this generation than it was even, say, 10, 15, 20 years ago. Now you've got studying abroad.
As almost, yeah, you
I mean, that is a,
right.
a fairly common thing that you have to consider as part of the experience. And don't forget the pizzas and the Starbucks.
And the trips to Daytona,
for
spring break and all that, right.
Parents need to be thinking about that if you are watching the finances.
Yeah.
Think about it.
So which dovetails then into our next section here, which talks about who pays and who should pay. And we got some interesting calls on that as well. You have a breakdown on the percentages of cost and the debt typically carried by students and their families, and a little bit of the myth that goes on here in terms of what, you know, if you Google this, what is average debt? Right?
Yeah, I think, the average debt's what, $29,000 when a student graduates?
When you put it in the phrase of student debt, that's what comes up as the average. But tell them what the real story.
Yeah, well, that's a student who has some of these other sources of income. And a big percentage, the highest percentage, would be from your parents' income and savings. That comes in at about 37% of the total of who's paying for what. Your parents. Then there's the whole, that's just from income and savings, okay? We're not even talking debt yet. Then another 10% would be your parents or the parent borrowing money. Here comes the $29,000 that people are talking about. Student borrowing is about 14%. Grants and scholarship come in at around 23%. And then you got your nice little friends and relatives out there who might throw in a...
I don't know any of those.
7%. Let's see. 7% of, say, 30 grand. What's that, Bob? So you might have some friends.
A couple thousand bucks.
Right. And I venture to say that doesn't mean college or high school graduation gifts. Student income and savings, 9%. So parents out there, you're paying between borrowing and your savings and your income. You're booting up about 47% of the bill. That's why your kid can go out with only about $29,000 worth of debt.
There are studies that talk about wage stagnation and so forth over the last 10, 15 years. But let's just say people have made more money gradually over time, even if their dollar is buying a little bit less. What is outrageous in some cases is how steep the cost of college has become.
Increased by 400% or something?
In one of these shows we did before. So the question then becomes, if you're taking this on, are you having a value discussion with somebody? Are you looking at in this not just in terms of, can we pull it off? Can we afford this? Can my kid work hard enough in the summer to make enough money? It's not just that. It's, what is it worth? What are you really hoping to get out of college in the course of this? And we're going to explore that today and a few other angles on college and careers.
Yes, today we're going to ask the question, is it a given that everyone should go to college? Is every high school kid college material? Are we sometimes doing a disservice to kids by pushing college and the importance of only a traditional four-year degree?
Yeah, and what's creating some of that push? We've got, you know, high school counselors, we've got the HR community, we've got kind of this sense that, well, that's where you go now. That's the driver's license for being in this world today. And as I said, there are some studies that will say, yes, you stand to do better by pay over time, but is it right for everybody? What's really going on with employment and unemployment? You know, is there a misalignment of some of that going on in the country? Do we have certain people graduating with degrees that we don't need, you know, and other jobs that are going unfilled? That's something else we'll be discussing a little bit later on. And really quite a few issues today as we go through. I'd like to thank our sponsor today, St. Vincent de Paul, the leading regional organization providing person-to-person emergency assistance and supportive services to those living in Montgomery County and its surrounding communities. They serve 100,000 people a year in our community. That's pretty amazing. You can check it out at stvincentdayton.org. And now there's this.
The person who believed in you when you weren't able to believe in yourself.
And that is our overlooked blessing of the day.
It is.
And it's good to have somebody like that in your life, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about college, cost, careers. What is it all about? Have you thought all this through with your child? Are you looking at college in terms of its value, in terms of its cost? What is the goal? What do you really want to get at? Are you having that kitchen table conversation and not just looking at the glossy brochures that are rolling in out of the mail?
We want to hear your stories and your thoughts. Let us know how you're making the decision about whether college is worth it or was it worth it for you and your family. 457-1290.
You're listening to There Is a Season on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. Go to Hannity for USCCA.com right now, and you can download this free concealed carry guide for my friends at the USCCA. Now, this guide is 100% free, and they have 18 strategies that they contain that could very well save your life. Now, just visit Hannity for USCCA.com and download your 100% free guide. Again, that's Hannity for USCCA.com.
With the new season here, it's time to start thinking about mulch. Make sure you visit Champion Equipment and Supply's new location. The new 5-acre facility is located at 3600 Valley Street in Dayton and has 12 selections of mulch to choose from starting at $16.95 per yard. Both pickup and delivery available. Visit Champion Equipment's new location, 3600 Valley Street in Dayton. Call 228-2730 or visit them online at championsalesandservice.com. That's championsalesandservice.com.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com and enter the secret code 800. But hurry, this deal expires this Friday. 100 colorful blooms for mom, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for 7 days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 800.
Your mom deserves the very best. The Woodhouse Day Spa at the Green. Give her the gift of relaxation and rejuvenation at the award-winning Woodhouse Day Spa. She's worth it. Instantly printable gift cards are available right from your desk at WoodhouseDayton.com.
Tired of winter? Then you're going to love this. The Spring Bling at Elizabeth Diamond Company, May 8th and 9th. 10 exclusive designers in 3 incredible offers. Meet the designers and find that special piece for her this spring. Call today to schedule your personal appointment. Whether it's a birthday, engagement, anniversary, or just a spring fling, plan on attending the Spring Bling May 8th and 9th at Elizabeth Diamond Company. And remember, if you haven't shopped EDC, you're not done shopping yet.
Hi, this is Mo from Mo's Outdoor Equipment and Supplies and Ace Hardware. It's Toro Days. Join us now through May 2nd for limited time savings. Mow like the pros and save up to $500. Discounts available on Toro Z-Master mowers, Toro Titan mowers, select Toro Time Cutter zero-turn mowers featuring the all-new adjustable steering wheel, and select Toro Super Recycler walk-behind mowers. Mo's Outdoor Equipment and Supplies and Ace Hardware, 714 North Main Street in Springboro, or at springboro.buyatmos.com.
Are you living with pain but concerned about the side effects of drugs? I was until I started taking 1-hour pain relief. And here's Lisa, a brave Marine who was seriously injured in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers for lingering head, shoulder, and knee pain. My friend told me about 1-hour pain relief. Now I'm pain-free without the dangerous side effects.
1-hour pain relief is an all-natural extract from hops, the plant used to flavor beer.
It's safe and effective without the chemicals found in drugs. And your all-day relief starts in less than 1 hour.
Get a free 1-week trial for just the small shipping charge with no automatic shipments. Call 800-300-1062 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. If you suffer from pain but worry about side effects, call 800-300-1062. Stop living with pain. Call 800-300-1062 or visit onehourpainrelief.com.
Today, sunny skies with a few passing clouds. This afternoon, a high of 73. Tonight, clear skies and lows near 50. Sunday, it's mostly sunny and warm, a high of 76. I'm Tracy Hale Brown on Dayton's official station for severe weather, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group Ohio. Now back to There Is a Season on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And happy Saturday to you, and welcome back to There Is a Season. I'm Bob Wolf.
And I'm Gloria Shanahan.
We're glad you're with us this morning and spending some of your time. We know you have a choice. We know you have things to do on your busy day, and we do appreciate you being along with us. We're talking about college again here today, and it's an important thing because it has such a big social impact, it would seem, in our culture. It can have a big economic impact, not only for the individual, perhaps long term, but it has a more immediate impact on the finances of families, considering it's not cheap anymore to go. You read some of those stats about tuition costs, and it's a lot more than it used to be.
Yeah, and you know, it's not always assumed that parents are footing the bill, nor the student. And that's something we talked about last week too. You know, should a kid maybe be incurring the cost as well?
Yeah,
more so than just the, you know, 14%.
Right. So we're asking the questions today. If your kid is going to go to college, what is driving that decision? Now, believe me, I mean, I know there's the social piece of it, right? You know, they may be in a high school where people are starting to get stuff in the mail and they're taking their PSATs and the ACTs and their all these different tests. There's a certain formula to it of what's expected. Are you going to college, right? But is it something about the experience? Is it something about mom and dad's alma mater? Is it about cost? Is it about a particular degree? What are the things that are going into that conversation, and are people even having that conversation?
Right, exactly. And that's what conversation that we're talking about today is very important.
So they can give us a call?
Yep, 457-1290. We're asking a number of questions as we discuss college and who should go and who shouldn't.
We're talking now with Tina from Centerville. Tina, welcome to There Is a Season. How are you?
Hi, I'm well. How are you?
Good. Thanks for calling.
I just wanted to, we had the conversation with our daughter who will be graduating from UD on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
We had the conversation early in her life, probably about 15, 16. She wanted to go to Ohio State. She did not have interest in staying local. Once we looked at the cost factor, we decided that community college would be best for her for the first 2 years. I think a lot of parents overlook that. Of course, the first thing you need to look into is, are your credits going to transfer and what your majors are?
Yeah.
But we saved a significant amount of money. After the 2 years, she decided she wanted to attend UD. The cost factor was too high for us, and we told her that if that was her plan, then that would be her responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
So she saved her money, and she paid as she went. She worked two jobs.
Good for her.
Grandpa also had a significant, savings for her, for her college. So he paid about a year and a half, and she paid about a year and a half. She is leaving with the total debt of about $4,000.
Wow.
That's great.
She, you know, we gave her a little bit of money when she graduated, and Grandpa's still putting money in. And, you know, the $2,500 here and there just adds up. So.
Well, that's terrific. Congratulations to her. That's very empowering to be able to come out of a school with $4,000 and be able to look at your career without that burden.
And I do think the child should take responsibility for that, because, you know, as a parent, we're in our 50s or close to 50, and we really need to focus on retirement.
That's for sure.
A lot of people.
Yep. Tina, that's a great idea. Hold on, okay? You're going to have to hold on to the thought. When we come back, we're going to ask, what are some other pathways to college? Great jobs that don't require a college degree? And do you know that unfilled jobs cost the economy $160 billion a year? We got that and a lot more.
You're listening to There Is a Season on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
News 95.7 and AM 1290 WHIO. Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. On air, online at WHIO.com, and on every device with the WHIO app. Your news starts now.
It's 9:30. I'm Christina Casal with the WHIO News Update. The latest from Baltimore as protests continue.
Weather specialist Tracy Hale Brown. Temperatures are continuing to rise. The exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
From the News 95.7 WHIO Team Traffic Center, checking the freeways now. No accidents or slowdowns to report. Checking travel times for you now. Northbound 75 from Edwin C. to 70. That 10-mile drive is running 11 minutes. Now our top story, the mood in the streets of Baltimore shifting last night after the announcement by Baltimore City State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby that criminal charges are being filed against six police officers for the death of 25-year-old Freddie Gray. Sky News' Dominic Waghorn reports.
Barely a minute after the 10 o'clock curfew, and Baltimore police moved in more heavy-handedly than previous nights, rounding up protesters and arresting them.
Meanwhile, a spokesman for the police charge in the case says these officers did nothing wrong and that as all facts surrounding this case come out in an appropriate forum, the officers' lack of wrongdoing will be made abundantly clear. State troopers investigating the death of a 12-year-old girl in a rollover crash in Carlisle.
Cops say a car driven by a 17-year-old struck a railroad crossing arm on Union Road. The Warren County Coroner's Office says Kimberly Collier was pronounced dead at the scene. Two other occupants were taken to the hospital.
That was WHO's Ron Otto. Police say no train was involved in the accident.
News every half hour. This is News 95.7 WHIO. Continuing news. Depend on it.
For those of you on Royal Baby Watch, the wait is over. Kate Middleton, the Duchess of Cambridge and Prince William's wife, gave birth to a baby girl. The girl weighs 8 pounds, 3 ounces. No name yet for the baby princess, who is fourth in line to the throne. And it's finally time for two of the greatest boxers ever to get in the ring and fight it out. The fight between Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao has been a long time coming. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson is in Vegas.
This night's been delayed for years over money. How much for each fighter? Which pay-per-view telecaster gets the rights? And just a lot of bad blood between the people in both fighters' camps. It finally happened when the two men themselves sat down together late last year and agreed on the broad strokes.
Well, those broad strokes mean a big paycheck. Mayweather is expected to make $180 million. Pacquiao, about $120 million. Here's the exclusive Storm Center 7 forecast from weather specialist Tracy Hale Brown.
Today, sunny skies with a few passing clouds. This afternoon, a high of 73. Tonight, clear skies and lows near 50. Sunday, it's mostly sunny and warm, a high of 76. I'm Tracy Hale Brown on Dayton's official station for severe weather, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The latest scan of the live Doppler 7 HD radar is clear. It's 54 degrees in Springfield and Dayton, bright and sunny here downtown at 9:33. Hey, if news breaks, we break in immediately. I'm Christina Casale on Dayton's news, weather, and traffic station.
News 95.7 WHIO, the home of Fox News. We report, you decide.
Hi, this is Larry Hansgen. Winter is tough. It's tough on your body, tough on your spirit, it's tough on your car, tough on your house. So why not get your home ready for spring with a professional paint job from my friends at University Painters? Give Chris a call right now at 937-630-3800. Get on their schedule and take advantage of the spring special of 50% off paint and materials. Whether you want to have an exterior paint job done to repair winter's damage or freshen up your home inside, they've done marvelous work at my house. I could go on and on about what a difference a professional paint job makes. I'm not alone. University Painters, BBB accredited with an A-plus rating. Call now at 630-3800. Get on the schedule this spring and take advantage of the spring special of 50% off paint and materials. A professional paint job makes a difference. Get your home ready for spring. Call Chris today at 937-630-3800 or go online to universitypainters.com.
On average, 450 people are sheltered by St. Vincent de Paul every night. One of the ways you can support our work is through the donation of your vehicle. We provide prompt pickup and you save on maintenance, insurance, or the hassle of selling your vehicle. Plus, there may be a tax benefit too. Call 222-5555, 222-5555 option 3, or complete an online donation form at stvincentdayton.org. Come make a difference in your community through St. Vincent de Paul.
Your vision for your yard, you can visualize it vertical and horizontal. A canvas of colors and an aroma that makes deep breaths delightful. However, you need help putting together this pleasurable puzzle. First Florist and Garden Center is now open, providing locally grown greenhouse flowers and plants with expert assistance to bolster your flower beds and gardens, plus vegetable plants that will give your family fresh produce to enhance summer meals. First Florist and Garden Center, 1306 Troy Street in Old North Dayton. It's time to get started.
WHIO News Time is 9:35. Right now we continue to monitor news, weather, and traffic in Dayton's only 24-hour newsroom. This is AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And you were
listening to the nation's number one show about how we change, how we age, and how we care for one another. This is There Is a Season, the Bob and Gloria Show. I would be Bob.
And I would be Gloria.
Yeah, she's the pretty one with the nice voice over there. She's Gloria Shanahan, Director of Research and all things sweet and savory and cozy. And what we've added to your title over the
years.
I'm
just the whippersnapper.
In the geezer whippersnapper arena,
I would be the whippersnapper.
You often claim that, but you have your geezery moments and I have my whippersnapper moments.
There have been a lot of geezer moments lately and jokes that are kind of geezery.
Well, I'm starting to appreciate those more now. You know, puns, I love them.
I can tell.
You know?
There's been an uptick of geezer puns.
People say that's a grandpa joke. What's wrong with a grandpa joke?
And you use your geezer voice a lot.
No, I don't.
I think you really enjoy it. It's all right. Geezers
sassafras. We're talking about college today. We've got a lot of different things we've been covering on this topic. We've talked about costs. We've talked about debt. Not so much in this show. We've covered that before. You know what it does to your retirement if you're footing the bill for a lot of this. And we're talking with we've got Tina here on the line, and there's a line open for you at 457-1290. But we're asking the question: what's driving your decision about college? How much of this is prestige? How much of this is degree programs? How much of this is I want to go far away or I want to live here? We're kind of looking into, are you having that kitchen table conversation, or are you kind of caught up in all of the marketing that these schools do?
Right. And all of that is the short term, you know, bird's eye view. You got to look long haul at your kid when they're going to be, you know, 28, 29, 30. Where are they going to be and how much did it cost them?
Right. 4, 5, 6 years right now seems like a big deal if you're 18. And then as most of us know, when you get a few years, a little bit more tread wear, you get down there and you go, gee, did I go to college? That seemed like a blink of an eye.
Right.
You know, it's over. So we welcome Tina back to the show. Tina from Centerville. Welcome back to There Is a Season. You had been making a good point about who should pay and how you were weaning your daughter into adulthood. Why don't you pick up that theme?
It's definitely something we started at about when she had a permanent job. We made sure she was then started to pay for her cell phone. And then we worked up to paying for her gas. And then we worked up to paying for her car insurance. She's already bought a new car. So, and we didn't have to co-sign. We also focused on getting her credit started at about the age of 18 so that when she did morph into adulthood, that she's not leaving with us needing to then baby her on into the mid-20s with signing for a car. We started small with a store credit account, and I made sure she paid it off. I said, don't charge anything. You can't pay off when the bill comes.
Right.
So in a lot of ways, you're doing an important favor of teaching somebody personal finance and value, but you're also applying that to what college is. And I guess that's one of the points we've made here sometimes. You wouldn't go onto a lot looking to buy a Dodge and walk out with a Lamborghini, right?
Right.
You wouldn't do that. Do young people understand what the deal is here, what they're going for, especially if they've gone to high school and it's cost, you know, next to nothing if they've gone to a public school? I mean, there's fees and things like that. But do they understand what they're about to embark on?
I don't think children look at the long term. When she looked at, her love was to go to Harvard, okay? And we looked at the cost, and I told her, by the time you leave, if there's no aid, you're going to be paying more than our house costs. That's just what you'll owe. And I think once she took a step back and to say, oh, my gosh, you know, she has friends that are in her mid-30s that still owe $40,000 in school debt.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had a professor. I'm back in school at Sinclair. I have a professor that still owes $40,000 in debt.
Oh,
and
my.
He is in his mid-40s. He doesn't see an end in sight because, they don't look at it accrues. You know, you're paying interest. It just keeps doubling, and you feel like you can't give up. You can't catch up.
We've made the point before that, in theory, if you kind of look at how things used to evolve over the years, young person would meet young person, right? You know, they would court, maybe get married and so forth, and maybe they'd rent an apartment. Eventually, they'd get enough money to put some money down on a house and they'd have a mortgage. Now,
right.
You meet somebody and it's like, well, how much debt do you have? How much debt do you have? And you could
Absolutely.
Be entering in with your pre-mortgage. That could be over six figures. And I kind of wonder what that's done to finances. And are we pushing back home purchases because people have no money?
And if we're not teaching our children to become adults, we're just putting on a Band-Aid, and then at 22, we rip it off, and we go, good luck.
And we wonder, you know? And we wonder why they fail and they stumble. We ourselves, in my opinion, are not being adults ourselves by not teaching our children how to be adults from an early age.
Totally agree with you.
We are totally doing too much coddling.
When she was 16, I gave her the checkbook and I said, here is what we spend and here's what we make and here are our bills. This is your responsibility for 1 month so you can see what comes in and what goes out.
It's, wow. It's a good thing,
you know,
for kids to see.
Kids need to see the reality of work. You know, sometimes we have jobs we don't love. And I told, you know, I don't want her to get trapped into, I have to have the better car and the bigger house. But then you're stuck in a job that pays well, but you hate it.
Right.
So
right.
I try to tell her, do what you love. And if you do what you love, it's like not working.
Yeah.
And the money will come. I think a lot of people overlook technical schools. You know, we need electricians and plumbers
and Tina,
and
we're going to get to that here in just a few
Absolutely.
Minutes. That is
yeah.
That's somewhere where we're going to go with the show here. So thank you so much for your call.
Thanks, Tina.
My pleasure. You have
Thanks.
A great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Talk to all the parents out there.
Yeah.
Thank you.
She
Bye-bye.
Makes some really good points. And the thing of it is, when you're talking about training your kid and understanding finance and all of that stuff, well, it's one thing to even master your own personal finances as a young person. It's another thing to get a peek at what it takes to run a household. But college comes along, it's a whole different animal. A whole different animal. You haven't done anything in the world yet, really. You haven't. I mean, you might have had a summer job. You're going to step out into the world at 22 or 23, and someone's going to present you a bill.
Yeah, I agree with Tina. It's more important to teach your kid about becoming an adult and becoming responsible than it is just to say, hey, where do you want to go to school, honey?
Right. And we wonder how far the conversation evolves
That's right.
for a lot of people who are looking at it in high school.
Yeah.
We've got Tom on the line. Tom, welcome to There Is a Season. How are you?
Fine, Bob. Fine. I would like to see you guys in some future show spend an hour on the selection of a career. There's just so much available on the internet and locally and traveling for people to select a career where their odds of being successful are tremendously improved rather than throw darts at you know, a doggone target and say, well, this is what I'm going to do.
Yes.
Well, you ever know, you know, if anybody's ever been through any kind of sales training, you know, you make that fundamental shift early on to stop talking about what you've got to sell today and to satisfy or to solve their needs or address their pain, right? Well, a lot of that goes on with college. A lot of people come
sure.
out with these newly
sure.
minted
well,
degrees and they say,
the thing is,
I'm here.
People have, of course, we all know different personalities and they're different personalities that will be successful, more successful in particular careers. And a lot of this has been identified over the last half a century. Some of these career selection assessments have been around since the 50s, and they're still going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And again, they are just so accurate.
Yeah.
With the help in selecting the careers.
Yes, the College Board site has a phenomenal little, I don't want to call it a test, but a little thing that you can put your kid through as early as eighth grade that helps them to start identifying,
sure.
unbeknownst to them, where they really would succeed or where they might excel based on questions that you would really not, you would wonder why they're asking. But they are highly successful and good tests. So those are out there online at the College Board. I know that for
Yeah, because
for
there are some of these assessments that, well, it costs a couple $1,000s. You know, there's a place in Chicago. People travel there and spend a couple days working on these assessments to help identify a career. It's almost, again, so astounding that people will spend tens and hundreds of thousands of dollars to get an education, and they've never spent a penny to help them decide what career would be successful.
Which gets to the question that we've been asking today is, what is driving the decision? If the idea is, I had an experience of whatever, you know, I went to state and I went to the big football game and I partied and I did this and that. If that's what mom or dad are thinking and they think, well, I want my kid to have the same experience, or maybe even an academic experience or an arts experience and culture and all that, whatever it is. If they're thinking, I want them to have that experience, but there's nothing attached to it beyond that degree, that's what we're saying. Is that a big mistake? Is that where people are?
Of course, yeah. It's assuming the kids, you know, are the same as the parents and want to have, you know, the same experience, which of course is a great fault of parenting.
Yep.
That the kids really want to be just like me.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
And sometimes.
Yeah,
that is just so wrong.
Right, and like I said before, the stakes are a lot higher now. You know, when you're considering something like college, there are a lot of things you can do to be like mom or dad, but I don't know that necessarily following in the steps of college is the thing. So, Tom, I appreciate the phone call. 457-1290 today as we talk about college and is it right for your kid? Is your kid right for college? There is a question here about whether your kid is the right college material, which is a delicate question because, you know, as he was alluding there, we don't do much of that kind of an assessment. We don't really take a good heartfelt, or heartfelt's not the right word, a good introspective look and say, is my kid college material?
Right, yeah. There's several articles out there about them, but one by Michael Petrelli talks about, you know, should we be asking the question, hey, kid, I'm sorry, but you're just not college material. Is it exactly what we should be telling some high school students? You know, we obviously want to prepare all students for success in college. But if not a four-year degree, then maybe some other recognized or reputable, you know, post-secondary right. credential. You know, a lot of people think it's a sin to tell a kid, you know, maybe you're just not college material.
And maybe that's not the way to put it, because it sounds like it's a pejorative, like you're putting the kid down.
And
but there
not.
Is a certain rigor to the four-year school, a certain amount of work required that is it's demonstrable. Some kids are going to hit the wall and just simply say, I can't do that. I can't get over that. So a question is, can you in 4 or 5 or 6 years get to a place of equivalent benefit to you or something similar?
Right. You know, and sometimes I think that, as this article points out, you know, what if it's our own hyper-credentialed life experience and ideologies that are actually blinding us to these alternative pathways to the upper or just middle class? And some of these, you know, Bob, might be a little bit more viable for a great many young people. You know, so
it's why we've introduced, and it was mentioned here today, the idea of certain technical schools, technical tracks, the notion of apprenticeship, something we've mentioned here on the show before. And if you remember the character who played the mailman on Cheers, John Ratzenberger, had lent his name to something called the Center for America. And it was an organization that was designed to kind of raise the profile of this gap that's going on in employment. We've got all these people coming out with degrees, but the country is short 10 million, according to their claims, 10 million jobs in all kinds of other skilled trades that may not require a college degree. And what he was discussing, and how he's lent his name to this, is talking about this kind of alignment. We hear these unemployment statistics, right? But how can you have unemployment when you've got 10 million jobs sitting over here not being filled? I mentioned earlier that the Fortune magazine had done a study saying it cost the economy $160 billion a year because positions go unfilled, and yet we've got unemployed college kids.
Right.
So, I mean, it's really kind of a strange thing what's going on in the economy. And if your kid, whether your kid is a four-year college material or not, these are the kinds of conversations we're suggesting you have.
Yeah, and according to the National Association of State Directors of Career Technical Education, only 20% of high school students actually concentrate or look at things in terms of career and technical education, even though it may be a better bet for many of them.
Only 20%. Yeah. See, I was going to tell a little bit about my own experience, and we're running long here before we go into the break here, but just briefly, I came out of high school. A lot of kids in my high school happened to go to college, and I thought, well, okay, that's what you do. That's what I'm supposed to do. So I looked at these Eastern schools. I grew up on the East Coast, and they were all private schools, and I said, well, okay, well, this is the natural form of things. And I land in this school, go through the financial aid process, and I'm sitting there. I was pretty young. I was 17 going, Well, now what? Yeah, I have no plan. I don't know what I'm doing here.
As could be the story of many.
Yeah, and it took me a while to get through school to try to figure out what it was supposed to be. And you waste that first year bumbling around. Yeah. Meanwhile, the meter's running. You know?
Yeah, the financial meter.
Yeah. When we come back, we're going to take a look at some exciting new programs coming up the next few weeks. We've got a little bit of humor for you. And we're also going to talk about some jobs that don't require a college education. All of that is ahead on the other side of the break.
You are listening to There Is a Season on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Hey, if you need to sell your home without all the headaches most people experience, hey, Sean Hannity here to tell you that all real estate agents do not operate the same way. Now, what makes the difference between a home selling fast and for top dollar, and one that sits on the market for months and doesn't even sell at all? Well, you have a great American right in your backyard that I trust if I needed to sell my home. I'm talking about Tammy Holmes with HER Realtors. Now, she has a system that outmarkets and outsells 99% of other agents in Dayton. Tammy Holmes spends thousands of dollars and creates demand for your home, which makes it sell faster and for more money. Now, you risk nothing, since if at any point you're not happy, you can get out of the contract free and clear and pay nothing. But trust me, that's not going to happen. Tammy outsells the average agent in Dayton 43-1. Don't play games with your home. Call Tammy Holmes at 937-506-0500 or online at DaytonGuarantee.com. That's DaytonGuarantee.com. And you can start packing.
Find new roads of spring savings at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. The intersection of Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg is the place you'll find dependable transportation. Great deals, no doubt, every day. This one-of-a-kind dealership destination defines the very best vehicle value. Listen to Rick Smith.
You'll always find a great deal at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. Come see us and discover our big city selection of trucks, cars, vans, and SUVs. And if you need a special truck, come see me.
Dave says you'll get a warm reception at his dealership.
We urge you to take the easy country drive where you'll find no hassles, minimum time at the dealership, plus our great selection of GM-certified used vehicles.
Find new roads to Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks, Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg. Visit their website at DaveKehlChevrolet.com. Call 1-800-886-1000 to get started. See why people from all over this region know where to really save. Dave Kale Chevrolet.
You're gonna love the change.
At Cedar Hill Furniture, you can choose from thousands of fabric options to customize your new spring look and add a splash of color to your home with the latest colors and styles. Upgrade to better quality today at Cedar Hill Furniture in Huber Heights, Kettering, and Springfield.
Attention, this is the Alarm 4 Central Station. We are receiving a panic signal. Is everything okay?
It's Jane. My password is 452. I just heard glass shatter downstairs.
Jane, stay calm. The authorities are on their way and will update them on your situation. I'll stay on the line with you until help arrives.
No phone line at home? No problem. Go wireless with Alarm Force's cell wave technology, installed at no charge for a limited time only.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Hi folks, Pete Kasuja here again to tell you that we've been your garden center since 1963, and people continue to tell us that our huge inventory of shade trees, fruit trees, evergreens, and shrubs is why they like to visit us at 1309 Brant Pike in Dayton. We're less than an hour away from anywhere in southwest Ohio and Indiana. Come out and pick a dwarf weeping cherry tree or an oak, linden, maple, or a ginkgo tree. We have flowering trees of all types also. We have blue spruce, white pines, topiary trees, and emerald arborvita, and an acre of greenhouses full of bonsai trees, tropical plants, and thousands of flats of bedding and vegetable plants. I'll see you at 1309 Brant Pike.
North Dayton Garden Center.
Today, sunny skies with a few passing clouds. This afternoon, a high of 73. Tonight, clear skies and lows near 50. Sunday, it's mostly sunny and warm, a high of 76. I'm Tracy Hale Brown on Dayton's official station for severe weather, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Dayton and Springfield's station for news, weather, and traffic, and our Ask the Experts weekends, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to There Is a Season, the show about how we change, how we age, and how we care for one another. I'm Bob Wolf.
And I'm Gloria Shanahan.
We've been talking today about college and some different aspects about that. By the way, if you missed the show or you want to come back and check it again, check out the podcast page, WHIO.com, over on the right side under WHIO Radio. You drill down under Ask the Experts. You'll find our program and our podcast going back several months at WHIO.com. Coming up here in the next several weeks, we've got some great shows coming your way. We're going to talk about long-term care insurance. It's a topic people like to revisit and they've had questions about, so we'll be covering that. Also, some residential options, how you can make some transitions later in life. Also, career changes for late in life, hormone changes, and the sound of silence, all coming up soon on There Is a Season, because we cover just about everything, don't we?
We do.
We do. Now, we were going to talk about a number of careers you can have here that do not require a college degree.
Right.
It doesn't say they do.
And the ones I'm going to give right now are ones that are considered high wages after high school without a bachelor's degree. These would include gas plant operators, real estate brokers, boiler makers, postal service mail carriers, police and sheriff's patrol officers, property managers, telecommunication line installers, and repairmen, and many others. Now, those are all in the between $50,000 and $58,000 as an income. And then there's always, Bob, a few others that are the well-known, you know, trade school or technical school.
Yes, there's a number here out at a site called MarketWatch.com. Transportation inspectors, median annual income, $66,000. Projected change in that is they're looking for 11% more people over the next several years. Gaming managers, you know, for the whole casino part of the world. Power plant operators, almost $70,000 and so forth. Commercial pilots. I mean, there's a lot of different things down here.
And there's the two-year things, you know, the dental hygienists, the plumbers, electricians, masons. We're always going to have brick houses.
Detectives and criminal investigators. Right. The point simply being, think about pathways. That the call for, Tom from Centerville had made this point about, are you doing the evaluation? Are you taking any kind of testing that says, hey, maybe my kid ought to be looking at this? That's really kind of the thrust of what we're after today.
Right.
So, good calls today and a good topic. We're going to try to wrap the show up here with a little bit lighter side here as we do a stop by our geezer and whippersnapper humor emporium. Take it away, Corey.
And this would be the geezer side. If my body was a car, this is the time I would be thinking about trading it in for a newer model.
Yeah,
I've got bumps and dents and scratches in my finish, and my paint job is getting a little dull.
I make funny noises too. So
now that's coming. But that's not the worst of it. My headlights are out of focus, and it's especially hard to see things up close. My traction is not as graceful as it once was. I slip and I slide and I skid and I bump into things, even in the best of weather. My white walls are stained with varicose veins. It takes me hours to reach my maximum speed. My fuel rate burns inefficiently. Need I say more? Yeah. But here is the worst of it. Almost every time I sneeze, cough, or sputter, either my radiator leaks or my exhaust backfires. Just a little humor from the good old Maxine.
Yeah, we'll just leave that at that. Boy, it's funny the things that happen when you get some mileage. Hey, thank you for being with us this weekend and for listening and spending some of your day with us. And remember, dear friends, do not regret growing older. It is a privilege denied to many. It's so good to have you here. It's so good to be here, to be able to do this program with you and have you join us each weekend. For Gloria Shanahan, for our great crew and all who make this show possible, for St. Vincent de Paul, our sponsor, we thank you all. I'm Bob Wolf. You've been listening to There Is a Season on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.